Hare Krishna, I would like to, who am I to welcome you in this holy land? I think Giriraj has welcomed you already. Welcome under the shade of these trees. You might sometimes have to change your position as the sun walks from the eastern horizon to the southern horizon and then to the western horizon. This is for those of us who started Hare Krishna Nitya Kishore, who started the Govardhana retreat 18 years ago, a very, very special place, because under these trees, which have become a little older, I can see. Oh, yeah, there's still the hole where the parrot used to live in that tree. Under these very same trees, we came together to start our attempt to absorb ourselves, to dive deep, yes, and to become soaked and pervaded by the sacred atmosphere. We used to give lectures under this tree, and sometimes I remember a raging bull came. He indicated, "This is my tree," and wanted us to move on, but we moved to that tree then, but we stayed in the vicinity. And now, 18 years later, a little miracle has happened. This is protected area. It is a forest. And there is an attempt to bring the forest into full blossom. A little while ago, the Forest Department of India approached us and asked if we would like to take care of this sacred area. They said, "You can take as much land as you want of Giriraj." And he said, "Oh, let's start with 400 meters. So here is will be reserved for devotees who can come here, sit under these shade-giving trees, and absorb themselves in bhajan." This is the first event where we invite devotees to come. Hare Krishna Purijan Prabhu, how do you feel to sit under your old friend?
Welcome.
Good. Yes. It was actually Purijan Prabhu's insistence, really, that we started this and maintained this, because he felt we need to nourish the devotees. They need spiritual nourishment to strengthen their souls for their onward journey in Krishna consciousness. Technically speaking, we are now, let me say, there is an outpost of this place just across the road. There is the upcoming Govardhan Retreat Center. You will see already some substantial buildings and some very, very some raised lands and young trees which are planted. It will be a wonderful retreat center through which we hope to serve you, because it has come to our attention that some of you have complained your beds are a little hard or your accommodations are a little unfamiliar, the type of accommodation. So we will try to serve you on this land at the present moment. Last time I was there, there was a huge snake with two heads, one in the front, one in the tail. More, double. And during half of the year he sees with the left head, and during the next year, it's called Uttarayan. When the sun is in the northern hemisphere, he sees through the right head. There are many mystical things happening here. Yes, but we don't wish to talk now much. We will continue with the Kirtan, but I wanted to alert you. This is a place where prayers become fulfilled. I know here we prayed, oh, Giriraj, let us serve your devotees by building something which is according to their, where they stay more comfortable and can be focused more. Please, Giriraj, we are poor people. We don't know how to manage the material energy or massage the material energy to go in the desired direction. If you want, you please give. And Giriraj gave double. He gave one wonderful and really spacious land for the Govardhana Retreat Center. And now this most place where we almost feel, do we really need to build anything? The trees have already provided good shade. But maybe in the night the monkeys will be on the trees and will say, and will pee down. So we stay there at that time. We will have a smelling rain on our heads, and it may be better. Yes, good. So this is a place to pray, and most probably your desires will be doubly fulfilled. So be careful. If you asked for a wife or a husband, you might get two. I'm not joking. In the Mahabharata, Draupadi in her previous life asked 5 times. So the very unusual marriage situation with 5 husbands came. So this is a place we sit under desire trees. So be mindful, be conscious, and let us go into a prayerful kirtan.